Srimatri Namaha with the divine blessings of Lalita Mahatripasundari and Lord Mahadeva. We are continuing to discuss the Holy Lalita Sahasranamam. In the previous episode, we briefly discussed about the genesis of Vishukra and Vishanga, the brothers of Bandasura, and the significance of the 9-year-old Bala Tripurasundari and the significance of number 9, how it neutralizes everything and gives a spiritual high to the soul, who essentially to the soul which continues to pray to Bala Tripurasundari, and as the gatekeeper of Sri Vidya, she ensures that the devotees who walk the Sri Vidya path are kept away from the demonic distractions like Bandasura's sons, the 30 sons who keep causing distractions on a daily basis. And by keeping the distractions away and by killing them, Bala Tripurasundari continues to give us divine opportunities to shine to our best spiritual capabilities. Not only be blessed in this world and also to be blessed beyond this plane of existence on planet Earth, which is called Iham to represent planet, Param to represent all the other worlds that typically the soul journeys through in its voyage. So, when Bandasura came back to senses, he commanded his brother Vishukra to go into the camp of Lalita Mahatripurasundari and install a distracting yantram called Jaya Vigna Yantram. We have discussed in our Vedic tradition, we have mantram, we have yantram and the tantram. Mantram is essentially what empowers the yantra, and tantra is the manual on how the mantra needs to be chanted in order to energize the mantra, yantra. For example, our body is the yantra that we are born with. The mantra that empowers our body is the breath. But depending on the various pranayama techniques like Kapalabhati, fire breathing, and following Kumbhaka Rechaka, holding the breath, breathing through one nostril, releasing it on the other side while doing Gayatri and other anusthanams, we will be activating the yantram or this body by charging it up in different chakras, which we will discuss even in the future names. But this tripod of yantram, mantram and tantram, tantram in our body is essentially how and what form of breathing we use. Depending on if we are in a cold place, we will do body heating up or warming up pranayama. If we are in a hot place, we have to do Shitali pranayama. And there are so many other pranayamas depending on the situation, context that a person is, he or she can follow. And that is the tantra. Tantra is often misunderstood because of the way it has been marketed by some ill-informed individuals. Now, when Mother Goddess realized that Vishukra is coming into her camp and installed the Jaya Vigna Yantra, this Jaya Vigna Yantra is essentially closed by Asta Digbandha with 8 Dushta Devatas, or the Devatas that Bandasura and his army prays to. And these 8 are Alasata, Kripana, Dhina, Nidra, Tandra, Pramilika, Kliba, Nirahankara. Essentially, these are the 8 demotivating factors that keep coming in each of our lives. They come between us and our aspirations and goals. Alasata is essentially, even before we get started on a goal or a mission, we are exhausted. looking at the whole 9 years that we have to walk through in order to achieve the goal. So we don't even make a start. Kripana, Dina, Nidra, Tandra, Pramilika, Kliba, Nirhankara. Essentially, these are distracting factors. Like Nidra, people are constantly tired and want to sleep. Therefore, not making the prayatnam that is required or the efforts that are required to achieve their goals. And Kliba is always being in a state of exhaustion. Thinking about what needs to be achieved, they get exhausted right away. And Nirahankara, essentially, the constructive ego which empowers us to do the right things essentially gets dissipated. Therefore, the aspiration is completely fizzled out. So when Bandasura had Vishukra install this Jaya Vigna Yantram, all the armed forces of Mother Divine Lalita Mahadriparasundari's armed forces, all of them lost interest in the Yuddham and they started relaxing, sleeping and being distracted away. Then Mother summoned her minister Rajashyamala and said, go kill the poisonous thought that are originating from Vishanga. And that is the line that is depicted by the 75th Namam, Mantrinyamba Virachita Vishanga Vadatoshita, which essentially means Rajashyamala Devi, the commander of the chief minister of Lalita Mahatripasundari and commander of our thought process in our brain, killed this demon Vishanga who spreads the poisonous thoughts which are the roots of Papa Karma. And he was killed by Rajashyamala Devi. By killing him, Mother Goddess ensured those roots of poisonous thoughts that were being born in the mind and were spreading were brought to a grinding halt. And he was killed with an ashram called Brahmashiro Namakastram. Brahmashiroka Astram. Namaka Astram essentially is, the Astram's name is Brahmashiroka. Brahmashiro Namakastram essentially means whatever our creator Brahma has written on the forehead can only be changed by doing dhyanam or meditation. It can't be changed by anything else. And by doing meditation, the Brahma Siro Namakastram, essentially what it means, Brahma Siro, whatever has been written on our forehead, can be changed by doing dhyanam and meditation. And when we do that meditation, which controls the Agya Chakram and Sastra Talam in each of us, brings an end to the poisonous thoughts that Vishanga spreads in us, being in the invisible disguise. Similarly, Vishukra Pranaharna Varahi Viryanandita, the very powerful Vishukra born from the right shoulder of Bandasura was killed by the Varahi, by her crushing weapon, which delivered a blow on the neck of Vishukra and dragged him on the floor for a few yojanas, few kilometers, therefore separating his head from the body. Vishukra Pranaharana Varahi Viryanandita. This name, Mantrinyamba Virchita Vishanga Vadatoshita, Vishukra Pranaharana Varahi Viryanandita, are very, very powerful for the teenagers whose brain is like a dry sponge which is trying to absorb a lot of curious thoughts about their gender, about the world. So therefore, when you have them repeat these namas, they will stay protected from the poisonous distractions that can distract them away. In the next episode, we will discuss the next very powerful namam, Kameshwara Mukhaloka Kalpita Sri Ganeshwara, wherein Vigneshwara's birth is for the first time mentioned in the Vedas. Stay blessed, spread the bliss around. Shrimatre Namaha.